What is up out there, guys? Hope everyone had a great weekend. This is Will, and this is the Synergy's Functional Life Podcast. Mostly our members probably listening to this, but maybe some guests out there, and welcome. Great weekend. Hope everyone had a great time with the great weather we've had. And man, it looks like this week is going to be some more of the same. It's going to be beautiful. Most days we're kind of over this cold snap a little bit. Sun's going to come out. We're certainly going to take advantage of that. And we're going to get outside a little bit this week in our training, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But wanted to start off this little podcast and touch a little bit of something that's on my mind. I saw McCall threw it up there, and it was a quote, you know, I kind of beat into the ground last year a little bit about consistency. And it was actually from, as some background, you know, when I kind of early last year sat down and said, well, if I had to summarize what my philosophy is and what we're going to preach here at Synergy when it comes to training on the fitness side of things, it comes down to three words for me. It's nutrition, which I think is the foundation of everything. Intensity, which I think is the mindset that you have to physically attack our workouts with, and then consistency. And consistency is to me the sort of ribbon that ties everything together. Because again, if you have the nutrition and then you work out with intensity, but you don't do either of those consistently, it doesn't matter. It's all for naught. So consistency is the key. I say that, and really, I think that's intuitive for most of you all. I think that you know. Pretty much, you know, in any area of your life, whether it's your work or family life or whatever, that consistency is the sort of secret sauce that makes it happen. But I think sometimes that I get questions that, like that quote of mine, I guess, is sort of taken out of context, and people don't understand. Like when I say you don't need to train hard, you need to train with consistency. Well, let's just unpack that quickly. First of all, I love the word train. I don't like to use the word workout. I don't like to use the word exercise so much, because what I look at us as doing here at Synergy is training for something. Now, again, that doesn't have to be an intimidating thing. It's not like we're all training for the CrossFit Games or for the Olympics or something like that. I think we just all need to be training for something in life. Maybe you're training to get in your wedding dress. Or maybe you're training to have a better cholesterol score next year when you go back for your physical. I don't know what you're training for. I've talked about it a lot recently. Like in my head, I'm training to be able to run around in the backyard and keep up with my 4-year-old son and go out on the soccer field and be able to kick the ball around or whatever, wherever life takes him and my daughter. And I just want to look a little bit better than the other dads doing it. Like I just want to be a little bit better than all the rest of them. And I'm content with that. I really am. That's what I'm literally training for. That's how I think about it. Now, do I want to look good and get stronger? Yeah, all that's part of that. But that's not why I'm training, honestly. But I use that word training intentionally. In fact, I tell new clients that come in and sit down with me, it's probably like the worst sales pitch ever, but I don't care because it's true, that there might be not used to quote CrossFit or this functional training sort of thing. And what is it that we do here? And I say, look, let me talk about what your goals are a little bit, because here's the truth about our gym and our community. If you're just looking for a place to come, quote, get your workout in, or you're just kind of looking for somewhere to go burn some energy and break a sweat and exercise, we're probably not the best fit for you. Now, that's not to say that we don't do those things. We do, but this isn't Will's Best Boot Camp or you know, Sweat Factory 2.0 or whatever. This isn't like, I program intentionally. I put a lot of effort into this, and I program in a balanced way so that the programming makes everybody better comprehensively across the board. You know, I talk about a lot of what we do, a third of it's weightlifting, a third of it's gymnastics, a third of it's cardio. I want people to be balanced in their fitness. And if people come consistently, they are here to get better every day. They're not just here to run around the block and roll around on the ground and jump around and break a sweat for an hour. Like, that's good exercise. It is. And I could program workouts that are great exercise and get you hot and sweaty and burn a lot of calories. But we do burn a lot of calories and we do get sweaty, don't get me wrong, but that isn't the purpose behind what we do. And we're just different, and that doesn't appeal to everybody. We're not for everybody, but I do tell people we are for anybody. No matter your level, no matter where you're coming from, but you have to come here with the mindset as I'm here to get better. I'm here to get stronger. I could go down through the 10 components of fitness. I'm here to get faster. I'm here to get more flexible. I'm here to get better at each one of these categories. I'm not just here to maintain some exercise every day. It's just not what I do. So anyways, that was a, sorry to go off on a tangent about the word train, but it is important to me. But you know, when I say nutrition is the foundation, we've been talking about that a lot lately, and intensity, we'll talk about that more down the road. People get confused when they say, well, you said you don't have to train hard. You just have to train with intensity. You mean you don't want us to work hard? Well, yes, I do want you to work hard, but hard, things that are hard aren't always intense. Now, I've given some examples of that before, and we'll talk about that more down the road. But our workouts that we program are intense. It's just the difference between sitting on an elliptical machine for 60 minutes and doing one of our 15-minute workouts. Come try the two, and you'll see what I mean by our workouts are intense. Now, both of those things can be hard. It can be hard to sit on an elliptical for 60 minutes. Hell, if for no other reason, because it's just, for me, it would bore me to death. That's what would make it so hard. But things can be hard, but not intense. But any way you shake it, consistency is the key to wrapping all of it together. And I don't have to, you know, to give you a bunch of data and studies and metrics to support this. I can just show you the people inside of our community, and I can easily point to that over the 3 years of building this gym and turning it from nothing into what has been voted and now we think is the top gym in North Atlanta, and the people that have come in and experienced our community and have seen success here. It's obvious that those that do so with intensity are the ones that have the best results. I'll give you an example, a couple examples maybe, just to pick on Melody, for example, because it's an easy one. Melody, over 55 years old, is, based on the standards by which we judge fitness and that we train with, is the fittest woman in her age group in the area, probably in Metro Atlanta, in all honesty. Now, why is this? Does she train harder than everybody else? No. She hasn't trained harder than any of the rest of you. She comes in and does the same workout every day that the rest of you do. It's not like if I have a mile run and some thrusters at 55 pounds on the board that she says, hey, I need this to be harder. I'm going to run 2 miles and do thrusters at 75 pounds. That's not what she says. Okay. She does the same intense workout you all do. She watches her nutrition. But what's been the difference for Mel? Well, I've known Melody for years, well before I opened this gym. I've known Melody, and she comes consistently, 4, 5, 6 days a week. She's been doing this for years. Now, Melody's a mom. She's a grandmother, new grandmother now. She owns her own business, a very demanding full-time job with people that work for her. But at whatever her class time, 8:30 in the morning, her class time, for that hour is sacred to her. She doesn't schedule appointments then. She doesn't take meetings then. She doesn't schedule family events then. That is her hour to come in and train to get better. And she's kept that sacred. And she's done this for years. She's not genetically gifted to be fitter than everybody else. All right. She didn't come from a line of Olympic athletes or professional athletes. I know Melody. I know her family. There's a bunch of good old Southern hardworking people that work hard, that put their priorities in line and attack the things that are important to them. That's why she's had success. Now, is 5 days, 6 days a week, is that what's required for success? No, I'm not saying that at all. You might say, I'm going to give this 3 days a week. That's what I can commit to this. Beautiful. I don't care if you're a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is, whatever your schedule is. If you want to find success, you can find success in this by saying, I'm going to come 3 days a week. These are the times I'm going to be here. I block my schedule. This is consistently, barring an ice or snow day at school or whatever it is, I'm going to be there and this is my hour. You will be successful. Okay. It's not about volume, not just about volume. It's not just about how hard you train or how much you train. It's about doing it with consistency. And I could go down the board. We could talk about athletes at our gym. They've gotten better over just the time we've been open. I could show you Crystal's progress from when she first walked in our gym And every morning, I use her as an example because I coach those classes a lot. 5:30 in the morning, if it's not something not going on with sick kids or snow day, or she is there. Mike Goodwin, I show you his progress. Same thing. I could go Rob. Doesn't matter. He's there 5 days a week. If he's traveling, he'll find a gym. He'll check in the gym. He'll work out. It's I look at the afternoon. I look at Sean, like my buddy Sean. I remember doing foundations with him a year or so ago. Couldn't even snatch an overhead squat, a PVC pipe. And I was like, I don't know, man. This guy's young, looks like he's fit, but he's not going to make it. I don't know what's wrong with him. And now, a year later or so, 50-50, he beats me in every workout. Okay? And it's no secret. He's not doing anything any different than the rest of you. It's just at 5 o'clock, he's at his office. He closes his computer. He drives over to the gym, and he's here. Okay, that's part of his routine. It's about consistency, guys. So that's all I mean by that. And, you know, we call this the Functional Life Podcast, but the point of it is this, is that anything, and I think you all know this in life, if you want to do it well and want to achieve excellence in that thing, you have to attack it with consistency. It might be, you know, for me, like improving your marriage and your life at home with your family. Like I know one of my wife's things, like if I want to make her happy, is to put down my freaking cell phone at the dinner table and that time of night when we're home together and engage with her, engage with the kids, help, blah, blah, blah. That's great. If I want to really make an impression on her and do better with that, I can't just do that tomorrow. And then the next day I'm back on my, distracted on my phone. No, I've got to do it every day. I have to make, and I fail at this too. But if I want to achieve what I can achieve in the marriage category, that's something I need to do with consistency. I need to consistently engage with her and my family and not this little 7-inch device in my hand. Okay. That's not the point. So, that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in sales at work. It doesn't matter what area of life it is. I think you all know this. Consistency is the key. And exercises or training or fitness or whatever you want to call it is just a very, very easy example to see the results of that in. So enough said on that. Hopefully that makes sense to you all. If anybody has any questions on how to become more consistent, I'll be happy to help you with that. I'll be happy to sit down, look at your schedule, look at your job. Hey, let's see, Sally, where we can carve out 3 days a week. You know, and find time to get in here, make it sacred and make it work. But I'll tell you, the members that have been successful, and I can look at my roster, the members that will come to me next month and cancel their membership are the ones every single time that I go back through history of their workouts, never came and never attacked this with consistency. It's those same members that were here for a couple days this week, then were missing for a couple weeks, then they were, you know, back for a day and blah, and there was just never any routine. And every time, if someone's going to leave our gym, I can nail that down as the number one reason why. So it's just data. And I don't want that to be you. And whose fault is that? My fault or is that their fault? It could be both. I could probably do a better job helping you all with that. And that's what I'm here for. That's what your coaches are here for. Come talk to us. Hey, I've got this going on. I've had some of these conversations with some of y'all recently. I've just had a baby or I've just got a new job. And this, how can I make this work? What do you think? Let us help. Let us help. That's what we're here for. So enough on that. I won't waste any more of y'all's time. Great week this week. We are going to be doing our strength cycle back on that this week, back to week one iteration of that. So that means we are squatting heavy twice on Monday and Friday this week. You got your squats and your shoulder presses, and we're going to be hitting deadlift and bench on Wednesday. So look forward to that. We are going to get outside at least 2 or 3 times this week. So look forward to that. We're going to try to do a long running workout on Thursday. I hate running. You all know that, but we need it, and we need to get that vitamin D from the sun. So we're going to get outside and hit that hard. And, we're going to be doing a couple short, intense workouts as we prepare for the open this week. But other than that, it's going to be a little bit more of the same. I'm going to take it a little bit lighter on the squats outside of our back squat days this week, just because I know last week was a little tough on the legs, and, we're just trying to keep it very balanced and I think you all will see that. I think you all have already started to see progress. And those of you, again, that have been hitting these things consistently and have been recovering well are already feeling stronger. I know you feel waxed at the end of the week, like it's a lot, and it is a lot on your body, but I think you're starting to feel the results of that. So that's that. We're going to have a great week in here. Keep it up on the nutrition challenge, guys. Keep eating well. weigh in every Monday. I want you to go in that Wattify Rise app every Monday and weigh in. And if you're on the strength side or the weight loss side, I want you to be logging your workout in Wattify Rise. You don't have to put your score in like you do our typical app. All it's asking you to do in there is just say, yes, I came and trained today. And it gives you a point. That just sort of helps me at the end of it score our little requirement there of the minimum 18 workouts over 6 weeks. So that's that. Lastly, I'll mention one little announcement or housekeeping issue. The kids area, we've got, if you all haven't noticed, Christy is helping us out now as well, 2 days a week in the kids area, and Molly's the other 2 days, and yours truly will still be there. So consistently, at least 4 days a week, you're actually getting a whole lot better childcare, so you're welcome for that. I can assure you of that. I will say this, and thank you so much to them. They're volunteering their time and really do a great job in there. This is something that's important to us as being a family-focused gym, something we've always provided since day one and that we will continue to provide. And so many of you all, I mean, I could go on about what Craig helped us do there with the electrical work, and we talked about Josh and the shelves and Trey, and so many people donated and brought stuff to make our gym better, and I really couldn't do this without you guys. The kids area is no exception. Some of y'all have helped us change out toys and bring in new hand-me-down stuff from the house, and man, we couldn't do it. Those kids, thank you for that. We did have an accident with the TV, which I'm going to have to get down to the bottom of. We're going to have to get rid of any balls in there. We can't allow that anymore. It's just too dangerous. Anyways, kids, you got too many little babies in there. And the older kids get in there and they start throwing footballs around. Not only does it break stuff, it hits kids in the head and the face and things happen. So it's just, it's not a sports field in there. It's not big enough for that. So that's just something we're going to have to get rid of. I'm not mad at anybody for that. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. How about that? It's like your daddy used to tell you that really upset you. But it's not a big deal. But we are going to have to make some changes. If you bring things into the kids area, what I would say is this. The big, hard things that don't absorb bacteria and that, like, you know, the huge fire truck's awesome. We've got the soccer goals and fitness sort of things. And I just talked about how we don't want balls in there. So maybe that's not the best example. But the Legos are great. Here's what's not great. If you've got some toy at home that is beautiful when it's all put together and it's like this work of art or this puzzle type thing, but then it easily and quickly turns into 500 tiny pieces, that's probably not the best thing for our kids area. Okay, it's just, you've got to know that in this area, no kid's going to sit down and put together a 500 piece puzzle in the time they're here. They're not going to, you know, the Legos that we use, but these little things you put together, I've seen dress dolls and they got these little styrofoam punch outs. Anything that breaks into pieces like that, the Jenga block set's a good example. Usually they either turn into a food that gets put into a toddler's mouth or into a weapon that gets thrown around. So just know that. Like, when they're in there for that hour of the day, it's just survival of the fittest is kind of sort of what I look at it like. They're not usually sitting down and coloring beautiful pictures or putting together masterful creations and puzzles. They're just in there trying to kill each other, trying to kill us, or trying to destroy the place for an hour. That's kind of what happens, just being honest with you all. So anyways, big, sturdy, heavy things that can withstand that sort of torture, that are fun, beautiful. And we're going to be doing some upgrades to that area, trying to get things calmed down a little bit in there. But little things that break into 500 tiny pieces in general, just go ahead and donate those to Goodwill or keep them at home and that sort of thing. Just not very conducive to what we do in there. So anyways, big thanks once again to Christy and Molly and all their help there. I know you all certainly appreciate that. That's all I've really got for this week, guys. Looking forward to a great week of training. If anybody has any questions or anything we can do for you all this week, anything on the nutrition side of things or anything about this consistency, I mean that. Hit one of us up. Hit one of your coaches up and tell us about what's going on in your life and let us try to help you help yourself. And that's what we're here for. That's what you pay us for. And we would love to be a part of that sort of journey with you. So take care, guys. Have a great week. And we'll catch you all next weekend.